listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by lifeteen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Hello again, everybody out there in Lifeteen lands. Good to be with you for this Sunday podcast. I am so excited about this Sunday because this Sunday is one of those rare times that we have a solemnity that trumps the ordinary time readings. We're not just going to roll out the green this week. No. Break back out the red, brothers and sisters, because we're celebrating not only a couple of martyrs, we're celebrating two of the most important saints in the communion. This Sunday, we celebrate the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, both apostles. So grab your Bible, grab something to write with, and let's get at it. Our first reading from Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Our psalm response from Psalm 34, verses 2 through 9. Our second reading from 2 Timothy, Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, and then verses 17 and 18. And our gospel on Sunday comes from the Gospel of Matthew. It's famous. Chapter 16, verses 13 through 19. Now, it's been said before, when you're talking to Catholics and Protestants, and you mentioned Peter and Paul, that Catholics tend to lean into Peter. And our Protestant brothers and sisters tend to lean into Paul because Peter, as we know, is the rock of our church. He's our first pope, an unbroken succession of popes all the way down to our current Holy Father, Pope Francis. And a lot of times people have said, Catholics, maybe they don't know a lot about St. Paul, but we really know about St. Peter. And people will say vice versa about our Protestant brothers and sisters. They don't really acknowledge Peter as pope, so they lean into the writings of Paul. The reality is, as Catholics, that we celebrate both. For different reasons, that Peter and Paul, they actually are two sides, two very different sides of the very same coin, two very different approaches to the very same gospel in the very same church. In fact, if you've ever been to Rome, outside of St. Peter's, there's statues of both of them. And the statue of St. Peter, he's holding the keys and he's sort of pointing down like, hey, this is where the law is made. But St. Paul is actually pointing out on the horizon. It's almost as if to say, yeah, but out there is where the law is lived. And we have to have both. Because St. Paul was called for a very unique mission. St. Peter also for a very unique mission. And although the Acts of the Apostles do not tell us of their martyrdom, tradition, Catholic tradition, is what tells us about the crucifixion of St. Peter, the beheading of St. Paul, these two great saints whose lives bore witness. And that's what the name martyr, the word martyr means. It means witness. And that's why we celebrate not only these great men, these great leaders in our church history, not only the way that they led the early church, but the way that they offered their very lives as a living witness to the reality and the truth and the love of Jesus Christ. In the first reading, you're going to hear about this dramatic jailbreak. Acts has several jailbreaks, three to be exact. And this is the jailbreak in which Peter is not only chained up, he's chained up between the guards. And this is where the Lord is going to send an angel, and they're going to have this divine jailbreak, and Peter's going to bust out of jail. The question you have to ask when you're reading this reading, not only did this happen, because this historically happened, this was a real miracle, but that we have to ask yourself is, had he not been rescued from jail at this time, had this been the end of Peter's story, would you have considered it, would he have considered it a good ending or a bad ending? You see, God obviously wasn't done with Peter. That's why he sent the angel. That's why Peter was busted out of prison and was able to live even longer and to continue to proclaim the gospel. He wasn't done yet. God wasn't done with him yet. But had he been, had this been the time that Peter would have been called home to heaven, Peter would have been okay with it. And Peter still would have been celebrated. You see, because Peter was not afraid of physical death. Paul was not afraid of physical death. They didn't seek it, but they weren't afraid of it. Because they understood something, the early saints understood something that many of us forget, that sin is scarier than death, that actually physical death is actually preferable to sin, which is spiritual death, that they would rather have died than sinned. And this is this great example again. It wasn't that the angel, is what was the rescue, what brought the rescue. It was the prayer of Peter that brought the angel. It was the will of God that Peter not go home to heaven just yet. So Peter is broken out to continue to do the Lord's will. And when you and I are broken out of sin through the sacrament of reconciliation, we can continue to do the Lord's will. We feel the chains of sin fall off ourselves through the sacrament, much like the chains of sin fell off St. Peter in that prison so many years ago. And in the second reading, we're being reminded, St. Paul is talking to Timothy about the cost of living as a witness. He says, I've already been poured out like a libation. The time of my departure is at hand. I've competed well. I've finished the race. This is near the tail end of Paul's life as he's going to be heading off to Rome and he's going to be martyred. And he's writing this letter to the young bishop, to his young disciple who he has mentored over the years. And he's reminding Timothy, look, my time is done, but your time is not. I'm heading back to heaven. I have no regrets. I've lived my life, but you have to now live yours. You have to carry out your mission. And the Lord will give you strength the same way he gave me strength. He'll rescue you when you need it until he calls you home. You see, again, Paul did not fear death because as he wrote elsewhere, everything was death for him. He was only had his eyes focused on heaven. That was the finish line. That was the race that he had run. And we celebrate the fact that these two great saints ran their races. While they were very different courses, it was the same race with the same finish line. And this is something we can all remember in the church. I'm not called to do what you do, and you're not called to do what I do. We're all called to fulfill our own mission, our own vocation. God has a plan, a unique plan for every single one of us. And what we have to do is to pray for the courage and for the willingness and the passion to serve out that plan, to seek out that plan, to live out that plan with the same kind of fidelity that Peter did and that Paul did. Because in the gospel, we're reminded again, our identity is in God. This is that famous scene when Jesus is going to give the keys to Peter, and he says, hey, who do you say that I am? And the apostles offer different answers, but Peter says, you are the Son of the living God. My brothers and my sisters, if we live that way, if we remember that we come from God, that we come from love, to love, for love, if we remember that every single day, then we can live out our vocation with courage and with confidence, no matter what comes our way, no matter what threats come our way. And if we live for God and not for sin, then we are free from this world. And whenever God calls us home, then so be it, because we are going to be rejoicing and celebrating with him and with his saints, including Peter and Paul, for history. What a great day to be Catholic. What a great reminder that while all of our missions and vocations are a little bit different, we all have the same beginning and the same end in Christ Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, ask Peter and Paul to pray with you this day, and may God bless you until we talk again.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.